Hello and a very good morning. Welcome to Money Control's daily podcast, which brings you the best of our Editor's Picks newsletter in an audio format. This exclusive newsletter is curated 5 days a week by Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta, and now you can listen to it on the go. So let's dive into today's top stories. Seldom have the stakes been higher for a meeting between an Indian Prime Minister and a US President, and Narendra Modi's big rendezvous with Donald Trump in Washington earlier this morning seemed to have delivered the deal New Delhi was looking for. On a day filled with high energy, Trump called Modi a tougher negotiator than himself. Modi in turn praised Trump for perfecting the art of the deal, and it does seem like both sides walked away with a win-win. Check out Money Control's story on the 10 big announcements from the meeting, from pledging to boost Indo-US trade to $500 billion by 2030, to more oil and defense buys by India, including the prospect of F-35 stealth fighter jets for the Indian Air Force. India came out with two more wins. First, despite speculation about the US deep state's role in Bangladesh, Trump made it clear that he sees Dhaka as part of India's sphere of influence. Second, the US has agreed to extradite 2611 accused Tahavur Rana, a decision that was previously blocked by past US administrations. We have a full explainer on why this extradition matters, and if you want a deeper dive into the visit's impact on India's trade and economy, check out our special broadcast, Maximum Politics, where we break down whether Modi's MAGA, which is Make India Great Again, plus Trump's MAGA, Make America Great Again, equals mega progress for India. Now let's talk about Trump's trade move. Just before Modi's visit, the US president announced reciprocal tariffs on trading partners, including India, calling India a very hard place to do business. But these tariffs won't kick in until April, giving Trump some room to negotiate. And how will this impact the global economy? Ishan Gera breaks it down. He has two fine pieces. The first one shows that some industries will feel the pinch more than others. He writes that the US runs massive deficits in cars, which is about $160 billion, computers accounting for $100 billion, and mobile phones worth $76 billion, with 20 major commodity groups accounting for 65% of the $1.3 trillion deficit. His second piece shows that 100 countries will be shielded from any US tariffs as they already run a trade deficit with the US. Back home in a troubling development, India's banking regulator has clamped down on New India Cooperative Bank over concerns about fund misappropriation. The triggered action also includes a six-month freeze on withdrawals for depositors, reports Manish M. Suwarna and Hamsini Karthik. The RBI has also superseded the bank's board and named an administrator. It's been a rocky ride for the markets for several days now. Stocks extended their losing streak to 8 sessions, which is the longest losing streak in 2 years as investors fretted about FII selling and weak earnings. The broader markets took a bigger hit, with the BSE mid-cap and small-cap indices plummeting more than 3% each. According to the concerns, SIP investors seem to be getting wary. The SIP stoppage ratio, which tracks discontinued SIPs versus new registrations, has surged to 109% in January, reports Anisha Kumar. While Trump's tariffs may have sparked panic, Hindalco seems unfazed. MD Satish Pai says the impact on its US business will be neutral to positive. Aishwarya Nair reports that the company's US unit, Novelis, may benefit from the 25% tariff on aluminium imports. Plus, Hindalco barely exports to the US, so the parent company isn't affected. Novelis is also pushing ahead with a $4.1 billion greenfield project in Alabama, which could even get favorable treatment from the Trump administration. As India's energy demands continue to rise, Oil Minister Hardeep Singh Puri said that the country's energy import strategy is all about chasing discounts, focusing on buying the cheapest oil available. In an exclusive interview with Shubhangi Mathur, the minister said that the country is now purchasing crude from 40 countries, up from 27 in 2007. And finally, amid the market volatility, there's a bright spot. MC Pro's Budget 2024 portfolio has been resilient. Although the 17th Stock Budget 2024 portfolio has a relatively short history, the portfolio has outperformed both the Nifty and Nifty 500 in the past 6 months. Investors will soon be able to access the 2025 edition, curated by MC Pro Research, featuring 18 high-quality names to help ride the market volatility. The portfolio will be released on Monday, 24th February. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.